Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we finished verses 14 and 15. Let's listen now as we start verse 16 today.
Let my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we get back into Joel chapter 2, and today, we're going right into verse 16. And so, we're going to look at that verse and just ask ourselves, how important is it to you? So, I hope that you'll be ready to follow along with us as we study this great passage of Scripture. What a tremendous thing that it is, and I believe that you will thoroughly enjoy it. So, again, follow along with us. Now, before we get into it, I just wanted to, again, refresh your memories is that the Lamp and Light broadcast comes to you Monday through Friday on this radio station at this time. And many of you have been listening. Some of you have written us letters and notes. You recently heard our question and answer period that we do each December, and some of you we'll respond to that, and I know and have a question, and we like to try to answer. As a matter of fact, I've already, I think, dealt with two questions in our Q&A, so I'm looking forward to hearing from more of you in the question and answer time period. Now, I have also announced to you that we are going to Israel November 6th through the 14th. Now, the best way to get the information you need for the November 6th through 14th, 2017 tour of Israel is to go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CENTRALBAPTISTOCALA.ORG. So if you will just go there, click onto the Holy Land trip, then you can get all the information. You can even pay online. Now, you may want to look it over and ask any questions. You can email us through our website as well, and we will try to answer your questions. We do need a $300 deposit by April the 17th to hold your place. I'm looking forward to being able to meet some of you that listen to our broadcast that I've never been able to meet. And to just have that personal time with you for those days in Israel as we teach the Bible at all these various biblical spots, places where Jesus walked and were some of the great men of God in the days of the Bible, that we can just see that spot. And boy, the Bible will come alive to you. So don't miss out on our trip to Israel. I would love to have you November 6th through the 14th. Of 2017. Hey, I'll see you there. Now, having said that, let's go right on now to our study in Joel chapter 2. And today we pick up with verse 16. And I want to just really ask a question at the outset here of how important is it to you? You say, how important is what to me? And I can understand that as well, because that's a question, and you're not really sure what the question is about. Well, verse 16 says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Well, when you're calling them back from their honeymoon, evidently this is important. He said, bring the babies, bring everybody in. It's important, as they're calling a fast there. So, really, how important is revival to you in your land? Now, we have seen and witnessed our country going down a road of no return. Our churches are so fleshly. Yes, even our own fundamental churches. I was so dismayed to hear of a preacher who was at one time a fundamental independent Baptist church assistant pastor and became a pastor who was, to build numbers, was giving free tickets out to every member of the family to go to the movies if they would just come to his church, with the idea of, I'll do anything to get you to come to church. Well, we know that's wrong, and you know that's wrong. But when it's in a fundamental church, it really grieves our spirit that there are those that do that. We now understand more clearly the prophecy of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Listen as I read it. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Now, my friend, when the local church adapts to the darkness of the world instead of being a holy light unto the world, it will be as Israel in the Old Testament and the seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3 that went out of existence because their candle was removed by the Lord. God will remove them, and he removes them violently because he doesn't want an unholy church to represent his name in the world. Now, how important is your country, your church, your family, and your posterity to you? Are you willing to pay the price to keep it? You see, that is the indication that is written there in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 18, of which I just read verses 16 and 17. So how important is it to you? See, in that passage it speaks of fiery trials which are to try you. Is your love for God such that you would inconvenience yourself to a great degree and have a life change that affects your family and your church? Or will you succumb to one of the greatest weapons of the devil, apathy or indifference? Many people believe that the book of Joel was written around 800 B.C. The locust destruction in the first chapter was a sign from God of what would happen without repentance. Now, although the world grows angry when we have hurricanes, tornadoes, terrorist attacks, and other things that bring on great destruction, and the world grows weary of us calling it God's judgment, yet God often used nature before he used armies to try to lead his people to repentance. And yet, as we see those things happening, man has, just seems like man contradicts himself. And it's just like Jeremiah's day. Jeremiah, when he told them what happened to them in chapters 42 through 44 of the trials that come to them, how they lost their land and their people were in captivity, and he told them it's for their sin, and it was a judgment of God, they denied it was an act of God. They denied that they were wrong. They even said that they were better when they were offering it to the Queen of Heaven. And so, God judged them at that time. And today we see the same thing. People get mad when you preach about and name sin. So as we look here at the text of Joel 2:16, we'll first see the general and then the specific. So let's look at the general here. In general, we see first the call of the assembly. Now, I'm reminded of Acts 7, when all of Israel was called the church in the wilderness. Now, the word church in the Greek means a called out assembly. It is that in which you come out of the world and in with God and His people. We're called out from the world, not to bring the world into the church. We are a called out people. Now, from the implication of the context of Joel here, it just seems like this called out assembly, because of the locusts and all that they have lost, their crops were destroyed in that agrarian society, and that hurt greatly. So now they're being called to come out of their worldliness, their pride, and their rebellion. Now, we notice the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in John 17, when He makes that high priestly prayer, just before He's taken to the cross, before He'll be taken by the soldiers, just before that all of that happens. Notice His words in John 17, verse 16 through 20. Jesus praying to the Father, and speaking of first His disciples, He says, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." By the way, doesn't that tell you that when you get saved, God doesn't expect you to fashion yourself according to the former lust? He doesn't want you to imitate the world. So He says, sanctify, that is, set yourself apart from the world and set yourself apart unto God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We are sanctified, set apart by the word of God as we receive it, we meditate in it, and we obey it. And so Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Then in verse 18 it says, as thou hast sent me, that is Jesus was sent, to the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.